But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I'll start things off immediately asking the question so that everybody can really dive in and think about this one. What's something that you're just absolutely terrible about or terrible at that you were wish you were better at? And we'll get to that in just a second. Go ahead and text those in. Send them in on the Twitch and the YouTube. Love y'all. The other thing, though, is, Kevin, I wanted to kind of reset the Mike McCarthy thing real quick, because there's that one line in there. Like, the top of that tweet from Tom Pelissero today sounded like they have negotiated, and it's all squared away, and here we go, we're underway. The reality of that was nothing really new. And I wanted, like, people to understand that they have continued to say that they're open about it, right? Like, that's the reality is they have continued to say, we're opening to coming back. Now, here are both sides continuing to have the conversation of what can we do to have a common middle ground? What do we want to get accomplished? Jerry, I need you to tell me that you can concede these things so that I can continue to do my job well. And, you know, on the other side, Jerry's saying, I need you to do these things better and concede to some other things that make me feel better about this whole process. But I wanted to kind of reset that nothing's really changed there. And Mike's timeline is probably the most accurate timeline of all of them, because Mike's timeline is next. Is it next Friday when everything is going to be kind of broken? We'll probably see Mike's. Do you have a number, Mike, that you would say we're getting a 3-year contract next Friday, or do you think we'll just go? No. He's agreed. He's coming back.
I think we'll get a 2-year. I know you said bigger. You could be right. Like, I think you said 4-year yep. earlier in the show. Yep. So I don't know. For some reason, I could see like a 2-year. Contract. I don't know. What is he making right now?
Like between 3.5 and 5 million.
Okay. So I was going to say 2 for 8 with incentives. Like, shut Ooh. Your mouth and just let me do all the stuff.
Yeah.
And you'll get an incentive for letting Jerry be Jerry.
Is that, and Kevin, is that too short of a contract? Because I remember our friend Frank Provenzano, he said he always worked on 2-year contracts. And, like, even with coaches, he liked working on 2-year contracts because he felt that was a good window to work in. Even when he felt like the coach would be around longer than 2 years, he liked the idea of, you got the 2 years and we can continue to build with you. You got the 2 years, you didn't live up to anything, and we got to move on. But does 2 years feel too short? Because that would be a 6-year or a 7-year time frame for Mike McCarthy.
I don't think it's too short, but essentially what it's going to turn into is everyone's going to say the exact same thing this year. It's like, oh, this is really his last shot, because then he's just going to be a lame duck coach, blah, 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 blah. And because I really don't want to hear that whole thing all over again in 26.
Yeah, exactly. That part of the conversation, though, of people have asked us many times, why would Mike McCarthy come back? And if you are Mike McCarthy, try and put yourself in his shoes, Kevin. What are you asking for from Jerry? Because in reality, I know what you want from Jerry Jones, Kevin. But if you're Mike McCarthy, what are you like saying, hey, we've worked for 5 years now, and I did like this, but in the next, like, whatever, however long my contract, let's say it's a 3-year contract. Let's square it out at 3. In the next 3 years, I need you to help me with this so I can accomplish the goal that you really want. Give me about the top 3 things you'd ask Jerry for.
Number one would absolutely be loosening up or reimagining the way you do your salary cap. Because I do think there is a way to, like, push and get more players while not destroying your cap for years and years to come. Did the Eagles destroy their cap for Saquon? No. Did the Ravens for Derrick Henry? No. That is what immediately jumps into my mind, is help me out with that.
Okay. And then do you feel like he feels the department that gives him the talent is good enough?
I think so.
I think so.
Okay. I'm listen, man. We have Will McClay. We love Will McClay. He's hit some big time players, right? Like, we've seen some times where we've been like, wow, nice job on that. There have been some other ones where we've been like, that was kind of a big miss, you know. And we got to do something there. But I would definitely say we need to reevaluate the players we're putting into this system one more time. That's another thing that I would ask for too.
And Corey, let's be honest. Will McClay's the only person who his kid or kids, I don't know his family completely, but and his job, he won't be a Cowboy for life. His son's not taking over his job when he decides I don't want to do this anymore. And that's the tough. He's the only one that really has pressure on him out of the main people: Jerry Jr., Stephen Jones, Charlotte Jones, Jerry Jones. There's no pressure. Like, they don't have to work if they don't want to. They just have to show up some and collect their nine-figure check.
And McClay has to show up and actually, you know, execute some things. Like, you got to make sure the talent's
because
there.
Like, yeah, if he does a bad job, to your point, whether it's draft or free agency or whatever it is, like, they could say, Maybe Will McClay's run his course. Maybe we'll get somebody else to give us advice in this. And I don't think Will McClay is anywhere close to losing his job. But
yeah,
like, when you talk about, do you think the personnel does a good enough job? I think Mike McCarthy also knows in this job is he's dealing with the owner doing the stuff.
The other, I guess, Kevin, my last question or kind of demand for Jerry would be the rest of my staff. The rest of my coaching staff, am I going to have to go find a whole new one? And now I got to work with all these guys again. What kind of, you know, I guess, am I giving these guys raises? They're already not pretty well paid assistant coaches. Is Al Harris taking a step up? He might be a sexy name for a lot of other people out there. And so I think, you know, in all of this, because they are kind of, Jerry and Mike McCarthy are kind of negotiating in a window. And I say negotiating a window of what their future will look like together without negotiating his contract yet. And that future is going to have that he needs a bunch of questions answered so he can say, okay, I feel comfortable with all this. Let's square it away and put ink to paper. And I think that's the most important thing is, yes, Jerry Jones wants to take his time and let all the leaves fall off the damn tree or whatever. Let every snowflake fall out of the sky before I make a decision here. And he wants that to happen so that he can do his headlines. But there are a couple of other processes that probably need to be accomplished. Now, I did this yesterday on my drive home. I stopped in at Walgreens and I did something I'm not comfortable with. And it's small talk. I am terrible at small talk. And if any Tolo out there has ever, like, come up and talked to me, and I just feel in it, like, it was a weird conversation, I just stink at it, all right? I will talk sports with you. I'll do all those things. But I'm just, for some reason, I don't know what questions to ask you. I don't know, like, how to keep a little conversation going. I'll have a real conversation with you. You want to talk about... Man, Avery came in last night and asked me a question, guys, and I really wanted to text you and Mike and ask y'all's thoughts because I don't know what y'all believe here. Where are we before we are in the womb? Because if our spirit goes to heaven or hell, where are we before? And that, I love discussions like that. Like, I'll get in on something like that with you. But if you're just like, hey, man, how's the straw growing in your field? I'm like, I have no clue how to have that conversation with you about small things unless I know you. And Mike brought that up earlier too. Is you know, some people you really let know you, and
you can bring it on the air. But this is interesting. I love this question. I mean, I think the answer is I don't know because I'm not God,
and
I'm not. I guess I'm not Billy Carson.
I didn't know either. How to have that conversation.
I say in off the air, I'm glad you heard this back home, but I was like, how many people really know who you are?
Yeah.
Because I don't know Cam Newton, who I was going to take shots at during my time, and I'm glad I didn't get to it. I don't really know Cam Newton, but you have to really let somebody in to know you. Usually your spouse knows you, your kids know you, your parents know you. From that point, everything else can change. And maybe for some people, they don't even let their spouse know who they are because they're doing so many deceptive things behind their back that they actually don't know who they are actually married to. But you do have to open yourself up to, whether it's Kevin or you, Corey, I have to open myself up to you to let you know who I really am, because the listener, as much as they know us, they don't really know us because I'm not opening myself up to them the way I'd open myself up to my wife or my parents or my kids. And so it's an interesting kind of deal. Is to let somebody really get to know you, you have to be very vulnerable and open yourself up to them. And there's very few people in my life that I actually feel comfortable with opening myself up to.
Yeah, and I like those conversations more than where are you from. This is great, which is an easy way to start a conversation. I do remember one of our coworkers once, I was sitting down with her and we were kind of chit-chatting back and forth, and she goes, "All right, enough with this BS. Tell me something real about yourself."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh man, this is, you probably don't know this." And I started talking about Lucy a little bit, and she was like, "Whoa," she was very caught off guard. She did not know that history there. Anyway, again, I'm terrible at small talk. Tolo's out there, but I have been surprised how many people have walked up and been like, "You know what? After talking to you, you're a lot cooler than I thought you were." And I always appreciate the conversations with Tolos out there. But Kevin, I'm terrible at small talk. Wish I was better at it. What about you?
I'm terrible at directions. And the thing I hate the most is when you start and the map app, thank God for the map app, treats me like I'm Lewis or Clark. Yeah, and they say head east. I wish when I walked out of a place, they were like, "Hey, go toward the Walgreens and make a right." I can figure out the rest of it from there. It's just starting it off, and I just have no idea. I suck with directions. And people be like, "Oh, you have this inherent sense of direction." I do not, because if I make a choice, it's probably the wrong way.
Gosh, there's plenty. At first, I thought of physical traits that I wish I had, but now I'm 47, so running and jumping really isn't that important, even though I was like, I was slow as crap, and I couldn't jump to save my life. But now that I've gotten older, I've talked about this, like, I don't know, a few weeks ago, because I remember our buddy Dan, who would see us at all the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, was,
Thunder, you know, Dan.
He's older than us. I am horrible at remembering names or / pronouncing names. And I think you can tell that on the show at times. So I wish I was better at remembering names. In fact, last night being at the Maverick game, I met a former Texas Tech Red Raider who played baseball, and I believe his last name was Burrell or Burl. And I'm interviewing Josh Young next week at Fan Fest. We're doing a baseball card segment where we're going to talk to the people about baseball cards and our collecting and stuff like that. And I just wish I was better at remembering names. I'm horrible at it. I've been horrible at it pretty much my whole life. And I know that it sounds very disrespectful to meeting somebody and then later seeing them in life, whether it's a day later or you've heard, you know, 20 days later, and we have a new producer, and you're like, "You've met this dude 5 times, Mike." And I'm like, "Crap, I can't remember names."
And you know what, Mike? I'll be honest. That makes me feel better a little bit, because, you know, knowing that you wish that you were better at it, but you do stink at it. And all those times you've accidentally called me every person at the station except for my name, it really makes me.
I will say, I get Jake and Cal, my two sons. I see them. I know who they are. And then I will. It's almost like I'm intentionally doing it. I'm not. I will call Jake Cal and Cal Jake a million different times.
From the 682 procrastination, especially about big purchases, that is definitely my kid. I wish he was better at not procrastinating, being on time. I think it was banned in high school and playing baseball. My coaches were always like, "Be here early." And I loved getting there early to warm up. So I've never really had a problem with being on time, but I know some people that are like, "Hey, I showed up. I'm on time." Golf. I know, Mike, you always wish you were a little bit better at golf. But hey, man, that we're all trying to get just a little bit better. And as the great Jason Garrett once told us, and you can see based on his record, he achieved this goal every day, just a little bit better.
Or that one time where he told that parable that was actually just taken from King of the Hill. That was the thing that happened. Look it up. Coming up next, we will get to Masterpiece of the Week, of course, but also wild card weekend prop bets. And how do you rank these wild card matchups? What's the best? What's the worst? What's your number one? Let's do an X right here on The Fan.
Second and goal. Darnold looking for his fifth touchdown pass of the day. Addison gets his third.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We're going to get to Masterpiece of the Week in just a few minutes, but I have some wild card questions and prop bets for you. While people are pondering, 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure. What's your favorite and least favorite wild card matchup? Go.
Favorite, probably Green Bay, Philadelphia. Least favorite, probably I'm going to go with now. I'm going to lean towards Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Okay.
My favorite one's Bills and Broncos. I'm really excited about that one. My least favorite, I guess I'm just excited for Jaden Daniels, but I'm not excited about that game.
I'm with you on that. That was one I was deciding between. If you could only watch one game starting tonight versus Saturday, Sunday, Monday, would the UT game tonight be the game you would pick?
I think it would. I think it would, especially with how entertaining yesterday's game was.
Yeah.
And some people thinking this is now the de facto national championship game.
That was my question.
I think I would pick that. Would you?
I think so. I'm pretty excited about sitting down and rooting for those Longhorns.
Now, what do you think will be the most points scored by any NFL team this weekend?
34.
I was going to say Buffalo 37.
Over under is 41.5.
Wow.
So if you're looking to make a wager, that feels like a place that you could go.
Corey, I get it though in this. That would be scary because I'd bet the under. But all it takes is a team down 34 to 14 with 7 minutes to go on their own 17-yard line. Like, well, what the crap? We have to go for it. It's 4th and 7.
Yeah.
Like we know we've probably lost, but what's the point in punting? Let's go for it. And then you turn the ball over and they're like, well, there's still 7 minutes to go. We're not kneeling it out, you know? So,
yeah. And they're because again, uncommon opponents, you can be a wild blowout game because you didn't expect them to throw that at you in a certain way. So I could see it happen. That's a wild number. I bet a lot of people are taking the under on that though.
You might feel the same about this next one. Over under biggest margin of victory for wild card weekend.
Well, I mean, I guess 41 20?
Points. 20 and a half.
Damn.
Is the over under. So if you think any of the games are going to go to overtime, you can get 2.5 to 1 on your money. Will more games be decided by 3 points or less or 10 points or more?
Games 3 points or less. I think 3 points or less. That's that's a tight schedule.
Okay, Corey. You can get 2 to 1 on your money if you want to go in that direction.
Do I give you the money or do you just kind of hold the bank here for me? What are we doing, Kevin?
I do not believe I want to operate as the bank.
All right, that's
for
fine.
All of our random bets.
No, so do you cheat at Monopoly? Is that what you're saying? Are you one of those kind of
people? No, I still haven't seen it yet, but I've been told that my mother-in-law cheats at board games. I just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, that's because that's how good she is at it.
Smarter to be the house, though.
Yeah,
that's true. That is true. 9 to 1 on your money if you think any team will get shut out this wild card weekend.
I don't think that.
You're too good at this point.
Okay. I get that. I get that. Most passing yards by quarterback this wild card weekend, strictly NFL.
360.
I'm sorry. That's my fault. Let me try that again. Which quarterback?
Oh.
We'll have them.
Okay.
That's
I
on me.
You're saying how
no,
much.
No, no. I get it. And I did. My apologies. Which quarterback?
Will throw for the most. I guess I'll go with Baker, the touchdown maker.
I'm going to go with Jordan Love. As good as Josh Jacobs has been, I think they should stick with their run game. They could be in a situation where they're having to throw a lot against the Eagles.
Baker, the touchdown maker, 4.5 to 1. Jordan Love, 7.5 to 1.
Is Baker the favorite?
Baker is second. Sam Darnold.
Sammy D?
Is the favorite. Josh Allen is third. 3.5 to 1 on your money. Sam Darnold is a favorite, but Josh Allen, 5.5 to 1.
Am I wrong about LA? Is Vegas telling me that are there a lot of those prop things that are saying that Minnesota's going to have a good game? That sounds like Minnesota's going to have a good game.
There is a decent amount. But you have to remember, too, they go in as having the best record ever for a wild card team. Like,
and
I know that.
And they're playing in front of 5,000 people in Arizona.
And your best matchup with Sam Darnold is Justin Jefferson and Hockenson Jordan Addison. Like, those are your best options. So Aaron Jones is fine, but throwing the ball is the best option for Kevin O'Connell, former quarterback, and Sam Darnold. So I can see those numbers being high.
Did you know, and this is amazing, and I know we've talked about how good Patrick Mahomes is, and if they three-peat, that's a bullet point nobody else has. This is wild to me because of how young he is. I realize they expanded the playoffs too. Patrick Mahomes, if his next playoff win, he'll tie Joe Montana for the second most playoff wins by quarterback ever. Now, I realize Tom Brady still has a lot more. That's just amazing to me because there was a really long time. I love Joe Montana.
He was untouchable.
Yeah, exactly. And now Patrick Mahomes is like, hey, I'm 15 years old. Like, I realize, not really, but I mean,
I was just going to look up how old is he because I feel like he has 10 more years.
What is he, like 29-ish?
Mm-hmm. He's also got the type of game style that he doesn't necessarily have to put his body at too much risk because he's got a really good arm.
Yes.
So
he's already in the space where Joe Montana was with the Chiefs, like in terms of playoff wins. He's already in that space where Joe Montana was already with the Chiefs. That is bananas to me. And I don't feel like I need to convince anybody how good he is. Hey. But just think about this. He wins one more playoff game tied with Joe Montana.
Wow.
This is how good he is. He has, is this 6 or 7 nicknames here on Pro Football?
Say them all.
Reference.com. The Grim Reaper, yep. Showtime, Magic Man, the Musician, Fatrick.
I don't know if I know that one.
How about Fatrick is one?
That is hurtful.
The Gunslinger or Mahome Boy.
That feels like what you would call
one,
him,
two, three, yes, four, five,
Mike,
six, seven nicknames here on the list.
There's really only 6, but Mike added that 7th one.
Wait, no, Mahome Boy?
I'm just joking, Mike.
It's on here. I like that one.
Are you about to show Corey in the computer? Your computer?
I can't do it.
Okay.
Just go to profootballreference.com.
Nope.
I definitely feel like that is what was about to happen. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
I haven't got to say this in a few weeks. It is time for Masterpiece of the Week. We are going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, and very oftentimes concerning things said on this very program. Kevin Hagland, you have had a week, so I'm going to let you pick who we're going to pick on first. We have everybody available, including yourself, and we even have one that includes all three of you.
Ooh, I pick Corey.
Okay, Corey, we are starting off strong, my friend.
I'm telling you, man, that's the dude for me.
Mm. Look, true love is love, Corey.
There are a lot of dudes out there, right?
That's true.
A lot of dudes that I get.
At least 50% of the population, I think.
Yeah, well,
I actually think it's less than that.
Oh, really?
Well, there are more women out there?
40% of the population.
Fair. Yeah, I thought I saw it was like 52, 48 women, or like 51.5, 48.5.
I had a dream last night that I was married to Lily Collins, though, and that kind of threw off my world just a little bit.
That could have been Jared.
I have no clue who Lily Collins is.
It's Phil Collins' daughter.
I thought it was Tim's daughter.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
What a scandal that would be.
What a little angel she's been her whole life. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of guys out there that I get really excited for in the world of sports.
Good one, Mike. Good one. Because of that, Mike, we're going to move on to you. And you said this.
It's just where you stick the carrot. It matters.
That
on the snowman. Yeah. I know that one.
That got me yesterday. I loved it. I really liked that joke because, hey, man, snowmen are fun to build, and unless you're from Texas and don't have gloves and don't have the right shoes, and you're like, get me out of the snow.
But surely someone's done that, right?
Did your kids ever make snowballs? And there's plenty of people who've stuck the carrot in different places.
My kids, actually, last night, they showed up. They walked up to the school and had a snowball fight with some of their friends, and then they hated it because they were all cold and wet. But one of their friends did make, because you asked if any, surely some of the people have done that, they made a snowman woman, and they made her anatomically correct. Yes, they get, and they put a bra on her, and It was girls that did it. No, yeah. It was girls that did it, and they were like, look, we want our representation, too, in the snowman world.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought that snow people is where representation would, like, be most needed, but here we are.
The last snowstorm we had when I was living at the old house, me and my next-door neighbor, Justin, built a snowman that just had an absolute dump truck for no reason, and then we named him Josh.
Oh, Josh with
the
dumpy.
Shout out to all the Joshes out there.
Yeah, so shout out to Josh.
I never, a long time ago, Adrian and I went to a mountain, and we were staying at this cabin in the mountain. They didn't have a restroom. They had an outhouse, and it was like, I'm serious, 3 feet of snow, and I had never seen a snowman, a real snowman be built, and she just kind of started rolling up this little ball of snow until it got bigger, and I was like, is that how you do it? I never knew that. I just always was like packing more onto it, and she created a ball.
Corey, your way is safer though, because I've seen many an animated TV show where that ball gets out of their control and just starts picking up things and people, and then we're all doomed.
Yep, doomed.
So I know that this was not intentional, Kevin, but you sound so put out in this. It's so funny.
That is so many teddy bears.
102,000, over 102,000 teddy bears were thrown on the ice at the Hershey game. So
there's a lot. There's multiple people throughout the week who are like, you sound so sad. I'm like, I swear this is the best I can do.
Are you sad or are you just
I'm
like,
not sad.
Okay, that's good.
I was frustrated, but not sad.
There you go.
Let's see, Corey, you are next up, and I forget what this one is, so we're going to find out together.
Yeah, is it moist in that area right now? What are you doing? What are you dealing with right now?
Listen, the weather's different
that's third
everywhere.
Date Corey right there.
Oh, God, that's risky.
I'm sorry, this is too far.
The line, Kevin, the
I'm
line.
Sorry. This is why I have to be the straight man on this
I
show.
I guarantee because you
will
take it.
What are you saying? Yeah.
Kevin Jeez. Always takes
what does that
too
mean?
Far. Yeah, I was asking
I
yesterday.
You're the one that said love is love earlier.
Yeah. Jeez, man.
I don't like where this is going.
So don't write it down as third date Corey on my sheet. Okay.
I just wrote Corey's moist. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if I like how I worded that. Let's see, Mike, you said this.
I tried to do it with Booker. I tried to do it with Bradley Beal. We stink. I want out.
Hot. Yeah. Mike loves NBA players.
We know with Rolando Blackman, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I still think it's amazing. That you got a stripper on you, and you're like,
she wasn't on me. Okay. She was trying to talk to people and get. She was trying to get lap dances, and she wanted our money. And so she said she was from Panama, and I was like, Rolando Blackman's from Panama. And she didn't think that was relevant at that
so,
moment.
So here's Mike
she wanted to know
me.
About Corey's situation.
Yeah. Mike knew immediately. Here's how I can probably make her go away. I do have a question for you two fellas, Alec and Kevin. Mm. Are Legos an attraction? Do those, whenever you say, hey, do you want to see my Lego collection, do they say in?
I don't think so. That's why.
If they're a master builder.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's that tall drink of water. That's one of the judges on the Lego Master show. She might be interested, but otherwise, I don't feel like that
That's
brings
not a deal
the ladies
closer.
Around.
It surprisingly works for me because a lot of people, like at least my generation, they really like collecting stuff like that now.
Okay.
So it kind of works. Like you post a picture of it online and people actually like it and you're like, oh, didn't know that was going
to
work.
Well, Kevin, do you ever go to Jess when you guys go to bed? I wish you were more into Legos.
Hey. Yeah. Not really.
Come on, Oliver.
Or professional wrestling. It's a miracle I found a wife.
Do you want a Lego and chill tonight?
Oh my God. See, I don't think that would be good because then I'd be like, I got to get to this next.
Are
set.
There women wrestling fans that are in the stands that don't have tattoos?
Oh, I feel like that's a no, unless they were brought there by somebody.
Oh, yes.
Kay Adams did say that your wrestling world, the fandom of wrestlers, are the most welcoming fan base in on the planet.
Yeah.
So she loves y'all.
I'm glad that Kay Adams loves me. She needs to say that to my face. Speaking of wrestling, we have a triple threat here.
I don't know. How long is it?
It's a couple minutes, yeah.
3 minutes is long.
fact.
I feel terrible for all of our wives right now.
What do you mean? That's a long time, dude.
I think that's long enough for them, to be honest. Celebrating 25 years on Wednesday. I'm pretty excited about that. She's been putting up with a lot. But
so do you tell her? You're like, hey, I gave you 3 minutes. What else do you want?
Take it or leave it.
Kevin, again.
Well, she can't leave it.
I don't know. We just... I don't know. There's not a... I don't know. We just move on afterwards. Either go to bed or got things to do.
Whether the first thing awesome got done or not, I guess.
It's always awesome for me, to be honest. Always great.
I don't think a single time has it not been awesome. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Not one time. Her...
I feel like this is kind of topical.
I feel like I disappoint her plenty in that situation.
Jeez.
And she always says it's not your fault.
But not intentional.
I believe. I know every time you're like, hey, I hope it works out.
Yeah. We're going to full nine tonight.
Yeah,
complete
I Dwight Powell'd it, man. I did my best.
I feel like this is kind of topical.
You effed me over, you F.
That's it. That's my winner right there.
Man, I thought the triple threat was going to take it, but now.
I think I have one more that's definitely, actually two more that I think are going to be really tough asks for me. We're going to start with this one from Mike.
Kevin crapped on the carpet again.
Wait for it.
Somebody potty train Kevin.
We're in the midst of working with Noah on that at our house right now. I promise I know what to do.
That was during the C block because I went back and listened to the C block from that day. It was a hilarious day.
You know,
because of Mike the Tiger. That's what we were talking about.
This is so oddly relevant to my life right now because we're trying to encourage Noah. So, like, my wife, when I come out of the bathroom, she'll be like, yay, Dad peed in the potty. Hooray for him. And we're supposed to clap and stuff because we're trying to encourage him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wish I hadn't said that now. You guys are stupid.
Yeah. Well,
is there any way possible you can record? Not visually. Okay. Got to be clear here.
Oh,
can
man.
You? Can you pee on the floor somewhere in your house and then get just say, Daddy did a bad pee. Daddy pooped.
If I can crash on your couch overnight,
pooped on the floor.
Okay.
Don't touch your own poop, Daddy. That happens with kids. You got they sometimes
right.
Don't understand.
It does.
Don't touch the poop.
It
that
does.
Was not a masterpiece of the week submission, by the way. That was live.
Yeah, that was live. That was not a drop. And we're going to wrap things up with something I really wish Kevin did not say. Kevin, you always tell this to us. Phrasing.
You're like, kids, why did you do that? Because now it's just dongling around there. That was about the snowman. That was about the snowman.
If
Frosty came to life and you put the carrot in the wrong place.
I vote for Kevin. When Kevin was pooping all over the place.
That was
Kevin
you.
Crapped on the carpet again.
I
potty trained Kevin.
I'm going to vote for Mike saying that he got effed over.
Oh, man, this
you
is difficult.
You effed me over, you F.
So tough because that was my vote. Actually, I told Alec, I texted him, I was like, make sure to mark that one. But Kevin and the whole potty training situation is hilarious.
Kevin crapped on the carpet again. Somebody potty train Kevin.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, man. You know what? Just for the chaos, to keep it at a tie, I'm going to vote for sad Kevin.
That is so many teddy bears.
I love it, man. What a game.
And that's how we do Masterpiece of the Week. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellows from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Good snap. Good hold. Kick on its way. And the kick is good!
Yes!
Mitch Jeter with 7 seconds left gives the Irish a lead. 27-24. Notre Dame is on the precipice.
Notre Dame would go on to win that game by the same final score going into that kick by Mitch Jeter. Kickers were 0-for-4 in college football playoff history on go-ahead field goals in the fourth quarter, but he was able to hit it right then. I apologize. I broke something on my headphones, so I cannot hear Zach, Eric, or Corey for this mini crosstalk we have brought to you by D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing good. Were you guys locked in on that game, and did it make you feel like tonight is a de facto championship game or not that, not so much?
I think Notre Dame's for real.
Okay.
I think Notre Dame is whoever they play, whether it's Ohio State or Texas, they've got to resolve about themselves, you know, and they find ways to get things done. You know, unfortunately for Penn State, the interception, but Notre Dame has turned people over all year. So yeah, if you're going to make mistakes around the Irish, they're going to find a way to capitalize. It's a physical team that got in field goal position there, kind of tried to mismanagement at the end. But I think Notre Dame is a legitimate team playing either the Longhorns or the Buckeyes.
They even had a big interception that got called back because the guy who was covering he panicked. And the ball, it was a horrible throw again by Allard. But it didn't count, and they scored that touchdown.
Right.
Yeah, very busy sports night. It was difficult to be locked in on any one thing, but I saw enough to have respect for Notre Dame's defense. Obviously, their quarterback is poised. He's talented. He's good. The coaches are good. I think whoever wins tonight is going to be roughly a 6.5-point favorite at least. You know, maybe more depending on how impressive
Ohio State,
it is.
The early line is if they win, and I know that can shift, it would be 8 over Notre Dame.
Yeah, but you know, I think Notre Dame's in this thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a... What's your favorite wild card game, or is there a game you're like, put me on upset watch for that game?
Well, I tell you what, though, you have to like the situation. I think that the way that the Commanders are kind of playing, and I have the like of it because of the quarterback play there for sure. But I'd love to see Philadelphia be a one and done. You know, I'd love to see Green Bay go in there and find a way to stop the run. You know, work against this Eagles secondary that's been really, really good since they've added Cooper DeJean there at corner with him and Mitchell. You know, there's going to be a challenge now for the Packers to have to throw the ball. I think they could protect, but man, I'd love to see the Packers go in there and win.
You want an upset and a half? How about Pittsburgh going into Baltimore as 9.5-point dogs and heading home victorious and onto the divisional round, Hagee?
I will give you all the credit in the world if that happens, because I think even without Zay Flowers, I think the Ravens are going to stomp them. So if it goes down like that, I will be very impressed. And man, then you get Pittsburgh and Kansas City. Like, I wonder what the point spread would be for that game.
I wonder, I get it'll be high because you have Kansas City back-to-back chance. You have Michael Jordan as your quarterback. But Kansas City doesn't score a lot of points. So putting them as, let's say, a 12.5-point favorite, gosh, they only really score like 20 to 24 points this year. So that would be tough to like cover a big spread when you're not a high-octane offense. You just have Michael Jordan who just give them the ball with 2 minutes to go and you're like, I win.
And then Mike, for you, it's Green Bay, Philly.
I'm very interested in that because Jordan Love, I think when he gets hot, it's just, he seems unstoppable when he gets hot. And so can he get hot enough where Philadelphia is like, we're in a freaking, you know, he's going to score a touchdown every time. And that just puts a lot of pressure on your team if he gets hot like that.
Could I sell you on Denver going to Buffalo? I believe 9-point dogs as well. Yeah. Defense and running game getting the job done against possibly a vulnerable Bills defense.
I
feel Buffalo's going to win by 10 or more, but I hear what you're saying. I just think rookie quarterback going to Buffalo, Josh Allen's had such a great year. For some reason, I feel like you're going to get to him and go, okay, he's a rookie. You got to take your lumps.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always. Hagee, thanks so much for asking. We will be hearing from Wolchuk and Schiafalo. What's up to you, Corey? Have a great weekend. We got Nick Harris, Star Telegram, coming up at 4. And we have the player who caught the game-winning touchdown against Ohio State the last time Texas played him in a bowl game at 3 o'clock.
Ooh, all right. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. My apologies to Schiafalo, Wolchuk, and Corey for messing up my headphones and not hearing you guys. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us Monday, 10 to 2, right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Somebody body train Kevin.